In Sitka, declining cruise traffic has city leaders considering the possibility of building a downtown dock. Right now, visitors arriving aboard large vessels are ferried to shore on smaller boats. Those in favor of the dock hope it will bring more money into the community. Those against the dock are concerned it could overwhelm Sitka's downtown. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
A navy blue Holland America ship is anchored in Sitka Sound. Passengers are combing through downtown stores, and on this Thursday afternoon, I'm walking along Sitka's main drag, Lincoln Street. I'm joined by Tanya Ryu. She runs the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau.
What do you see when you look around?
I see a lot less people for a cruise day than what we used to see downtown. And I see some empty storefronts and a lot of sale signs in the window, like discount sale signs, liquidating. And some shops are actually, they have goods in them, but they're closed right now, even though it's still early afternoon.
This scene was a little different 4 years ago, when nearly 290,000 passengers came to Sitka on cruise ships. This year, 106,000 people are expected to arrive that way. It's a little more than a third as many people, and it is the lowest number in at least 15 years.
By nature, I'm always very optimistic. but the reality of things right now is that people are very worried, and I feel like there's cause for that. There's valid cause for concern.
We stop for a minute in front of an empty store at the corner of Lincoln and American Streets. A sign behind the building reads, "Parking for Colin only." That is Colin Herforth, but he's not parking there anymore. He and his wife, Christy Jones, ran the Fairweather Gallery and Gifts from this location for 17 years. But this year, they moved the business to Juneau.
When we got the cruise ship calendar last fall for this coming season, and we saw that it was down again further, somewhere we're around 100,000 tourists, visitors for cruise ships versus a million in Juneau, it seemed like, well, how can we not do this?
An Irish dancer is performing underneath the O'Connell Bridge, where a long line of cruise passengers has formed. They're waiting for boats that will take them back to their ship. So we walked around and asked them, would they spend more time and more money in Sitka if there was a dock?
No, because it seems to be the way they schedule the trips. Like, I was here several years ago, and it seems like we spent a whole day here before.
Mary Fickerson is from Santa Paula, California. It is her second time to Sitka. She echoes the concern of some residents who worry that a dock would overwhelm downtown Sitka and change its character. She compared Sitka to Juneau, where the ships tie up to shore.
Juneau is much more commercialized. There's, you know, a whole line of ships, big ships, and it's just, this is much prettier.
On the other hand?
I think it would be a fantastic idea.
Why?
Because it's too cold out here, and that takes too long. We want to get in and out.
That's Lori McCutcheon-Sackelson, and she's with her friend Elise Dudick. They're both from Pittsburgh, and they came ashore around 8 a.m., They're holding several bags from Ben Franklin, the New Archangel Trading Company, and more. They say most of their time was spent shopping. Here's Dudick.
I like to spend money, and I would spend more money if I had more time instead of having to take this boat. It was just too much back and forth.
I'm John Binkley, and I serve as the president of the Alaska Cruise Association.
The association lobbies on behalf of the major cruise lines that stop in Alaska ports.
For a community to just build it and assume that they will show up, I think, is not wise.
Binkley says it is good that Sitka is having this conversation. And a conversation it is, a robust one, too, at least online. Resident Thanny Bean started a Facebook group called Sitka Dock Should or Should Not. It began on July 10th.
You know, I think I invited about 30 or 40 people.
2 weeks later, the size of the group has more than tripled. As for the title issue, Sitka Dock Should or Should Not?
It's a pretty even 50-50 split. You know, there's people that are caught in the gray area, too.
Bean is not in the gray area. He thinks a dock would be beneficial. But mostly, he just wants to see the conversation continue. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.